Revolution in Egypt can now be seen on the nation's satellite TV network. Programming doesn't always look polished on 25 TV, a 24-hour news and entertainment channel, but it's honest and uncensored, at least most of the time. 25 TV's approach to coverage is distinct in a country where the government strictly controlled the news for decades. In fact, staffers joke that their goal is to do all the stories that Egyptian state television won't touch. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Cairo.
Egyptian television hosts are usually quite suave, but not Saif Khirfam. The 29-year-old trauma surgeon turned TV personality ambles around the small Cairo fairground in sneakers and a polo shirt. The place is packed with people who've come to take part in a new weekly gathering called the Bank of Ideas. Khirfam explains the concept.
And since the revolution, people have had like an overflow of good ideas for the future. So they decided to make like an organization where they collect all ideas from everyone who wants to pitch in with an idea.
He is eager to share this find on his show called Samani, which in Arabic means let me hear. But there's a slight problem, he says, looking over at a couple of cameramen standing a few feet away.
First I have to find my camera crew.
I assume that's not them?
No. I think they already have their presenter.
Khirfam's thrice-weekly program on 25 TV is making him a familiar face among Egyptians, especially since his recent up-close look at smuggler tunnels between Egypt and the Gaza Strip. In the past, Egyptian media couldn't have gotten near those tunnels, let alone reported on them. But fame hasn't translated into funds for the station, at least not yet. That makes sharing a necessary inconvenience, Khirfam says.
We shuffle crews, we shuffle equipment. Every time I have to explain the concept of my program all over again.
What they lack in equipment and organization, the employees say they make up for with determination and drive since they started broadcasting on the internet in March. Owned by a wealthy broadcast production company called Video Cairo, 25 TV debuted on Egypt's satellite television network last month. Its director, Mohamed Yusri, says they're pursuing ad revenue to help fund the station, which has already blown through much of its $3 million startup budget. Many of the 45 staffers have no journalism experience. Besides the doctor, there's a poet and an actress, all backed or took part in the uprising that ousted Hosni Mubarak. Jaylan Aouf is a producer.
We thought that the channel is a good idea to represent the aftermath of the revolution, not just what happened during the revolution, but also the aftermath, where we're going next, so not to always cry over spilled milk.
American cameraman Joe Lukowski is one of two foreigners who work for the Egyptian station. He says its aim is to give Egyptians a voice they've never had before and to expose injustices that may be too trivial for bigger networks to care about.
They're not going to talk about when the police kick out the merchants of Ramses Square. Who cares? But for one of our producers, Abdurrahman, he cares, you know? He knows street merchants, so he cares, and he goes, and, you know, we got arrested, we got in deep on that story, but in the end, we got the story.
But not everything the staff reports gets on air. Like a piece by the trauma surgeon Khirfam on a military crackdown on protesters last month. He says he was outraged at first when station officials told him they wouldn't air the program because they feared it might spark tensions, especially because his piece focused on the military attacking army officers who joined the protests, Khirfam says. So he took a different tack.
So instead, I'm creating an episode like, who are those officers? Are they heroes? Are they traitors? Why did they join? Where are they now? Without focusing on violence and bloody graphics. So I can get my message through, not to forget those heroes, without creating tension.
Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.